In our meditations in the last several weeks, we've been playing with the beginnings of the instructions in Anapanasati meditation, the meditation on mindfulness of in and out breathing. So I think we're just going to continue with those. Anapanasati is taught in a series of 16 steps. And they're in four groups of four. And the first group of four comprises bringing the quality of mindfulness to the foreground, stabilizing attention on the in and out breath, discerning whether the breath is long or short, as really just a basic training in not going on autopilot and actually noticing what's happening with the breath. And then the all important foundational third and fourth steps are to sense the whole body and to relax or bring calm, invite calm to the whole body. After that, the practice takes a delightful left turn into inviting rapture and joy. So we'll start at the beginning there and we'll see if we can make that left turn all together. So welcome to folks arriving. Welcome to new folks joining us. We'll take a comfortable seat or posture for stillness, whatever is right for your body in this moment, and settle in for some practice together. Like the instructions for mindfulness itself in the discourses, the instruction on mindfulness of breathing begins with the basic invitation to bring ourselves to a space, a situation that's conducive for peacefulness. Some of the traditional suggestions are the root of a tree, an empty room, a heap of straw, someplace outside, a bit of ground in the woods. And whichever of these we are near, we can feel for the sense of being safe, protected from the elements, from insects, from people. And as the discipline of gathering the attention gets a little stronger, from ourselves, from the habits in our own heart of bringing emotional pain and discomfort on ourselves or amplifying what's there by ruminating, repeating the stories of failure, dissatisfaction again and again. Protected from this by bringing ourselves into an external space that's conducive for peacefulness and a posture that's conducive for stillness. As the posture becomes still and stable, consciously bring the quality we call mindfulness into the foreground. And this can really just mean begin to get interested, to notice what's happening in the body, in the space around the body. As mindfulness comes online, inviting the knowing of sensations and feelings, privileging a bit the channels of sensation and feeling over the channels of story and other narrative content, really connecting with how the body is experiencing this moment, how the energetic body is vibrating in this moment, and often the bridge between these two, the energetic and the sensation or physical bodies, is the breath. One of the bridges is the breath. So begin to know when the breath is coming in and to know when the breath is going out. Noticing any tendency for effort to constrict around this simple task. And relaxing that effort, looking for a knowing of the breath that is effortless, continuous, quiet. From this foundation, knowing the long in-breath when it comes and the long out-breath, and the short in-breath and the short out-breath. You can practice this by letting the breath do whatever it likes and just noticing when the breath naturally comes in a little longer or a little shorter. Or you can understand them in sequence, taking a few quite long breaths and really feeling this is a long breath. And take a few quite short breaths and really feeling this is a short breath. And do whichever feels most pleasurable, most grounding, most interesting to you. Doing them in sequence. First some long breaths, then some short breaths. This can support sometimes a pathway into calm and relaxing. or you make a little effort on the long breath, and then really drop that effort, the muscular effort of breathing. And the breath settles into a shorter autonomic rhythm. And this flows right into the third step in the Anapanasati Sutta sequence. The sequence from the discourse on in and out breathing. The third step to become aware of the whole body, to sense the whole body. Sometimes this is translated as becoming aware of the whole body of the breath. Because you've been breathing long and short, you are already doing that. You have to sense the length of the breath to know whether it's long or short. And so here we can interpret breathing with the whole body as an instruction to maintain attention with the breath as an anchor, as the center point of concentration, presence in the body. But rather than locking down into a tight laser focus on the breath at a place like the nose or the belly, there's a knowing of the breath as a full body experience. This means it's going to be subtler, more like energy expanding and contracting. Part of how we can do this third step is to bring together the felt sense of being in the posture with the felt sense of breathing in and out. So you remember the whole body in its posture and remember the breathing. And often they'll naturally come together into a sense of the whole body breathing. Don't forget the backside of the body, all the way down the back and the spine. Into the seat and legs. From the sense of the whole body, we can really knit together the felt sense of breathing and the sense of the whole body into the felt sense of a kind of expanding and contracting pulse or energy through the whole body. On the in-breath, you might feel it extend out past the boundary of the body. And on the out-breath, relax in. If you need to brighten your energy, emphasize the in-breath, filling the body and beyond the body with the energy coming in with the breath. Even filling the whole room or the tree that you're at the root of, like a great spine filling with breath. Once we have the sense of the whole body for a few breaths at a time, The fourth step is just to relax, to soften, to calm, at least to send the message to relax. You could sweep gently down through the body, or just have the sense of the whole body all at once, relaxing any place there's holding tension, through the face and jaw, neck and shoulders. Through the heart and diaphragm, and the belly and abdominals, the low back. Through the bowl of the hips, and the legs and arms all the way out, softening, relaxing. And releasing any holding. Anytime in this sequence, if the mind wanders into story or away from the felt sense of the breath and the whole body, you might take a full in-breath and expand again the sense of energy through the body and the space around the body. And if the mind is beginning to get a little more quiet, you can let the energy of pleasure expand through the body. And usually it's a little bit quiet at first, and it helps for the mind to be a bit concentrated, even for just a handful of breaths without distraction. You can feel like a subtle thrill through the body. And you just let that grow. Sometimes it's hard to tune into quiet delight, subtle delight. And that's our effort here. The gentlest persistent effort to invite the subtle delight to come forward and blossom and expand through the whole body. Steps number 5 and 6 are to open to delight or rapture. This is a kind of physical or sensational delight. And to open to happiness or ease, sukha. This is a kind of subtler, more emotional pleasure, ease, delight. Wherever we find pleasure in the system, we let it mingle with the breath, swirl through the sense of the whole body and the space around the body. And invite it to grow and take root. And we'll continue in silence together. to come out of our meditation, I'll chant the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. For those who might be new to this chant, I've dropped it into the chat as well. And if you're in a space where you can make sound, you might chant this along with. We'll sing it three times in Pali. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, perfected, fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, perfected, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, perfected, and fully self-awakened one.